From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, December the 13th. The New York Giants waived cornerback Janoris Jenkins on Friday, 2 days after he made an inappropriate remark to a fan on Twitter. On Wednesday, Jenkins called a critical fan a, quote, retard when taking exception to questioning about why the stats Jenkins was using to showcase his effectiveness weren't contributing to victories. Jenkins said Thursday that the usage of the word was, quote, slang, that is, quote, just part of my culture. Giants coach Pat Shurmur met with Jenkins on Wednesday and said in a statement Friday that Jenkins' refusal to admit that what he did was wrong led to his release. Giants players found out about Jenkins' release in the locker room before their morning practice. Jenkins did not have an opportunity to address his teammates after his release. It was an unfortunate situation, safety and captain Michael Thomas said. It's unfortunate. Jenkins originally apologized on Twitter for the comment after meeting with Shurmur on Wednesday afternoon. He then apologized at the start of his news conference Thursday. I regret it, but at the end of the day, it's my slang, Jenkins said. So if you take it how you're going to take it, it's on you. I don't mean to offend anybody. My dad always told me, speak up freely and own up to what you say. So I speak freely as a man, and I speak how I want to speak. Jenkins, 31, had 1 year and $11.25 million remaining on his contract. A team can claim him for the final 2 weeks plus the playoffs for $1.2 million after Jenkins was officially waived with an injury designation as he had been recovering from an ankle injury suffered Monday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. He has 54 tackles this season and is tied for fourth in the NFL with 4 interceptions. Eagles coach Doug Peterson called linebacker Kamu Grazier-Hill's decision to hide and play through a concussion a, quote, selfish act, and said he was disappointed in his decision-making. Grazier-Hill told reporters Thursday that he suffered a head injury on the first play against the Miami Dolphins in Week 13 and lied to the medical staff so he could stay in the game, saying that he had hurt his shoulder. When symptoms failed to subside, he came clean with the team the following Thursday. Grazier-Hill was placed in concussion protocol and missed last week's game against the New York Giants. This goes back to training camp when we sit in here as a team and have a medical meeting and we disclose to our players and stress how important it is for all of them to either self-police themselves and or a teammate and say something to a medical team member about something of this magnitude, Peterson said. Grazier-Hill has since been cleared from concussion protocol. Peterson said he has yet to decide whether to discipline Grazier-Hill. He noted that standards have changed in the NFL, and with an ongoing effort to protect not just players, but the sport of football, there is less room than ever for this kind of action. Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, who is recovering from a knee injury, said Friday he pushed himself too hard in practice this week. He aggravated the knee injury during practice Thursday and didn't practice Friday. He was then ruled out for Sunday night's game against the Buffalo Bills. It wasn't a setback, said Smith-Schuster. You know, just more like I was pushing myself too hard where I gotta slow myself down. I'm so competitive just to get out there and be great. I gotta take it slow. Smith-Schuster has missed the past 3 games with a knee injury, which he characterized as a non-contact injury, and had been eyeing a return Sunday night. He only returned to running in a straight line on December 4th. In the absence of Smith-Schuster and James Conner, the Steelers have turned to a committee of offensive skill players to fill the roles. Wide receivers Deontay Johnson and James Washington stepped up in the past 2 weeks, and in the running game against the Arizona Cardinals, the Steelers deployed 4 different backs. And finally, the Arizona Cardinals released linebacker Terrell Suggs on Friday. The 37-year-old will now go on waivers. The decision to part ways was mutual, according to coach Cliff Kingsbury. The Cardinals have been discussing Suggs' future with the team throughout the season as his role continued to decrease, according to Kingsbury. The Cardinals also want to start playing younger players. However, Kingsbury said that neither Suggs' injury history this season nor the team's decision to move Hassan Reddick to outside linebacker factored into the decision. Suggs has sat out 10 of the Cardinals' last 14 practices due to hamstring and back injuries and an illness. The 7-time Pro Bowler is one of the most accomplished pass rushers in NFL history, ranking first among active players with 138 sacks. It's uncertain if Suggs will want to continue playing, but he will be on waivers until Monday, after which a team can claim him for less than $500,000. That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.